excited about what God is doing through the internet and where these end up. And so we'll just see what God has planned for us today. Looking at Luke chapter 5, I was involved in a small group on Tuesday morning. And looking at this passage of scripture, it's interesting to me when you watch Jesus be involved in ministry, that he's not afraid to ask the question that might stir the pot, or he's not afraid to step into a situation and say, okay, this is the truth, and let the people that are around him deal with the truth. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, every situation we need to stir the pot, but it's just interesting that Jesus doesn't go away from conflict. I'm also aware that Jesus knows and can read the heart of every individual, and you and I do not have that gift and talent and ability. And so as I look at Luke chapter 5, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, that's in verse 17, that they're gathering from every village from Galilee and Judea and from all Jerusalem. And so you've got a group of people that are looking to see if Jesus is going to mess it up. And you also have a group of people, Pharisees and the teachers of the law, that salvation is found in works, fulfilling the Old Testament law, fulfilling the laws that they have set up, fulfilling the teachings that they think are best, is now going to be in direct contradiction to what Jesus is going to say. And so you have some people there that are listening with the intent to trip him up. You have an individual, if you're thinking about Luke 5, you know that there's an individual that's been paralyzed. He has some friends that are going to bring him to Jesus. That's a really a neat thought. We need to all have friends that are willing to get us to Jesus, or willing to do whatever it takes to get us to Jesus. And these individuals didn't get discouraged when they got there. And they're like, all right, there's no way we're going to make it through the crowd. So let's go onto the roof, and we're going to take it apart, and we're going to drop our friend down in the midst of that. Verse 20, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said, man, your sins are forgiven. You, and now, and the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, who is this speaking blasphemy? So that would be blasphemy for them. That would be totally against what they teach and what they have been teaching. And so Jesus is going to offer forgiveness, not based on works. When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them. So that's a really cool character quality of Jesus. He knows what these people are thinking. So now, because he knows what they're speaking, he's going to do something. Now, notice what he does. Why do you question in your hearts which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk? So he asks a question to them. So now they're thinking probably in their mind, all right, how are we going to respond to this? But you know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So just so you guys know, Pharisees, teachers of the law, people that are in the room, Jesus is going to demonstrate his power to deal with situations by healing this person, telling this person, okay, you're paralyzed. I want you to pick up your bed and walk. You go home. And immediately he rose up before them, picked up what he was lying on, and went home glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, we have seen extraordinary things today. So as Jesus is working with this group, what we do not know is the outcome of the people that then left the room. We know that they were amazed. We know that they had seen Jesus do something that they had never seen before. Someone was paralyzed to get up and walk. Jesus has used terms. Forgiveness is found not in doing works. He can forgive sins. And so there's a lot of controversy that's taking place around this little passage of scripture. One of the reasons I brought it to, was brought to my heart was through the Bible study, but also I think it's cool for us to not run from conflict. That's just something I was just thinking about. But I also think it's really neat for us to guard our hearts when it comes to we think we know what's best. Pharisees, teachers of the law, we know what's best. What's best for them? Old Testament is found to be if you follow the Old Testament, you have forgiveness. Jesus enters into the scene. That's totally going to change. And so as you're looking at this passage of scripture, I hope that you walk away amazed at the power of Jesus. I hope you walk away thinking about how can I get my friends to Jesus. but ultimately to know that forgiveness is found in one name, and that name is Jesus. Now, that's not written in Luke chapter 5. That's found in John chapter 14. Also, it gives us an opportunity not to always be excited about what Jesus can do for us, but who Jesus is. And so we see in this scenario, Jesus talking to the teachers, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, say, hey guys, I want to introduce something to you and to the world, that salvation is not based on works, but based on a relationship with Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Our Let's Talk. We're going to close our time in prayer. Lord, thank you for your word and just the opportunity to think about it this morning, work our way through a little bit of it. I know podcasts are really kind of short, and so it's hard to go into much detail. But as we walk away from this passage of scripture, we get a chance to see you not afraid in conflict. We get a chance to see you demonstrate your power so that people can walk away and amazed. And then we can go look in other passages of scripture to know truth and more truth. And so we thank you that we have found in John chapter 14 that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through you, Jesus. So thank you for that. We love you. It's your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.